that, I think you read about that in the
So you first when
Gomas and Laguma's role, not they mentioned it. They mentioned it personally to us. Laguma used to tell us what happened there, and then by that time they were disillusioned. I think they were disillusioned with their CP. Bitterly disillusioned.
Yes. By the time they died, they were disillusioned.
Yeah. So you didn't have any contact with the ANC in before 35?
Who?
Me?
Yeah.
No, never, never did. Yeah. We were the first people who became, you know, acquired leadership. Who did not go through
the
liberals. We came through the influence of the Russian Revolution.
There was an incident, it was just a family incident. It was it had to do with my sister. My younger sister was cultivated by a younger sister of Ray Alexander, who is Mrs. Simon. She is a member of the Communist Party. And she had a younger sister called Dolly. And Dolly became a friend of my sister, younger sister.
What was your sister's name?
My younger sister's name, her name was Armina, but these were called Armini. So they used to talk together and so on. They were friendly. So then, sometimes Minnie, Dolly would come and fetch Minnie into the house, and they would go and distribute Nkululeko and so on. They'd get her to do one or two things for them. And then there was another girl who was also involved. But they, one day they came, I will say that incident about the factory. So the sister who went with me to college, this was later on in life, when they saw we were going to the Spartacus Club, Ray Alexander got quite disturbed about it, and she said to Minnie, I heard that Ray are going to the Spartacus Club. You know, those are enemies of ours. And so Minnie said, oh, so what are you going to do about it? Oh, now, you know, let's get your other sister, we used to call her Beda. Let's get Beda and you to distribute leaflets for us. We'd get Beda and you to come closer to us, to offset Jane, what Jane is doing. So Minnie said innocently, well, what do you want us to do? We'd do anything if it was for the workers. Yes, they said, go and distribute this whole week leaflet. We're going to have a mass meeting in Metropolitan Hall in Berg Street. Go and distribute. So the whole week they went round distributing leaflets at all the factories. They went to the docks, they went to Backer factory, they went to this factory, distributed. And it was raining, it was cold and raining. It was towards winter, you know. April, May, June, towards the end of May, as they went out for the whole week. On the Friday, this meeting was going to be held on the Friday evening. And on Friday morning in the paper, they said that the meeting that was to be held in Metropolitan Hall is to be cancelled. And the meeting is going to be held tonight at... what was that hall called in the Africana Institute in Parliament Street? What is it called?
Parliament Street.
In Parliament Street. And there is Africana Institute where you go up the floors or upstairs. It's the Africana Hall. Yeah.
It's gone now, but I don't
know. Yeah, it's in Parliament Street. It's just below... Never mind, you wouldn't know it. It was opposite a big shop called Foschini. A big African, beautiful, beautiful hall upstairs.
Anyway, what is this leading to, darling?
And so, meeting was to be called. When my sisters heard this, they were so shocked. But we went to the black workers at the docks, and now how can they go to Afrikaner Hall, which is barred to the blacks? And how come they call a meeting there when they are supposed to be for all workers? Why didn't they cancel the meeting? No. We decided to take them there, Gulam and I decided to take my sisters to the hall and bust into the hall there and confront Ray Alexander and her sister Dolly, whoever was standing there, and accuse them of racism. And we went to the hall there, and when Ray and her sisters and her friend saw us there, coming right into the Afrikaner Hall and marching up the steps there, they rushed down to prevent us coming in. And my sister got so mad and just went for them. They later on came to our house to apologize and all this. But that day she said, I know them for what they are.
You spoke about the factories and what was the your workers' party? Can you want to talk about the workers' party which was started?
Workers' party.
Yeah, based on the three theses on the which you spoke about earlier.
That's right. Now we belong to the workers' party. Yeah. And we believed. Now there was at that time a great argument between the CP and ourselves. Mm-hmm. The CP held that a revolutionary duty of a revolutionary to organize a national movement, and that we have to support, in this movement, the bourgeoisie who are anti-imperialists, as she pointed out earlier. Now we said, we here in South Africa, you have to organize a national movement. Otherwise, how do you get the people organized on the basis of nationalizing the minds? So you go to the you go to a fellow from so-and-so, and you say, now you do nationalize the minds. What does that mean to him? He sort of mean. He'll tell you, look my friend, I've come to work for my family here. Please just leave me alone. Because that nationalizing, this means nothing to him. So, then there was a split here again. And this was before the war. It was just before the war. And then the war broke up.
1939.
Yeah. And then the war broke out, as you know what happened. Russia, one side and so on, and then suddenly turned all over. And the Communist Party had also did the same, turn around. Now, we then said we have to organize the population as oppressed people. True enough, under capitalism there are classes, but all of them have something in common, and that is the oppression. In fact, we said this, that the real problem in this country is the land problem, and then the national problem. These are the two problems, and these two problems meet at the base. It is the same people who are denied land who are also denied so-and-so. Anyway, our program then had to demand, what do you call it, number one.
Oh.
Number one.
Votes for all.
Yeah, votes for all. That's right.
A 10-point program.
Yes, oh. It's a 10-point program.
Oh.
So this was the sort of birth of the 10-point program.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That is the birth of the 10-point program. And then, of course, it possesses the land.
Democratic right for all.
Yeah, that's right. Now, there is something in about the 10-point program which most people misunderstand. They all say, and we also say, it is a demand for bourgeois democratic rights.
Mm-hmm.
But then the 10-point program goes a little further than that. Point 7 of that point of that so and so shows that this program cannot be consummated within the within this
existing
in a bourgeois system. Point 7 points to that. Now, we believe, the world believes, that in fact the bourgeois democratic rights were the way to bourgeois democratic rights goes through the proletarian. That is the working class democracy.
The dictatorship
of our proletariat. Why? Because it is impossible to conceive in this country that the black man will get his democratic rights.
Under a national, in a national struggle.
Yeah, in a bourgeois.
National struggle.
Yeah, in a bourgeois struggle.
Now, you've got to understand that is a very a fine point of theory.
I wonder if we should stop the sort of...
Under a national, in a national struggle.
Yeah. I think we'll get back to the 10-point program at the next interview.
Yes.
Because it's going to take up quite a lot of...
Yeah, oh yes, yeah. Okay.
But it's sufficient to say that the germ of the 10-point program was actually formed in the Workers' Party.
Yes, that was formed by the Workers' Party. Yeah.
And it was later on taken up by the Unity Movement and so on.
Yeah.
I mean, but obviously, it grew into the Unity Movement's program.
Yeah, that's right, fine. Yes.
Okay, so we'll get back to that at the next interview because it's going to be quite a weighty,
okay.
weighty discussion.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's a good
basis.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I just, as a last point, a point of interest for me was your involvement with the lorry workers union, which I picked up. I just wanted you to say
something.
On that.
Yeah. It was at that time when I had already become a member of the party.
Yeah.
So now I had to work somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Now I went to the office of the motor lorry workers drivers union.
Mm.
And first of all, they put the idea of my color. I said, oh no, I have the right, because I'm a resident voter. Mm. Okay, then now they had nothing against. So they said, now the subscription was half a crown. You know what they charged me? 10 shillings to enter.
A lot of money for a worker.
Yeah, well, I was like, ten shillings, I was poor. But the idea was to keep me out. And I got in. Now, and my idea was to get in, because I had belonged to work in the trade unions. And I got there, and I did some work, and no, 1, 2, 3, the tops, who were mainly whites, you understand, drew me out without a conference and put me on the executive with them.
Mm-hmm.
The idea was to shut my mouth because You know, I was organizing and talking. As you can see, I do a lot of talking.
That's fine for us. It's very good.
Yeah, anyway. So, but they made me a member of executive. Shut my mouth. But that suited me fine. Because now I knew beforehand what's going to be discussed in the next conference. Mm. So I went out to the fellows and I asked them, you know, those days it was quite new for a black man to be working with colored people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was an education for us all. So I asked them, who are the fellows who have been here before, the great speakers? Said, oh, they used to be so-and-so, 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 and these whites drove them out because they are good speakers. Said, let's go and find them. We found them, brought them back, and we formed so-and-so, and before every meeting, I knew the agenda. So we would work out here, and in the hall we would sit separate, you know, all over the place, and then went for them. You know, we worked so that we brought the meeting to a standstill. By this time, the colored people came back to the... After all, they're the majority. You know, the only few...
Best jobs were given to the whites.
All the best jobs were given to the whites. So now, we were there. Then came the war. Mm-hmm. And somebody from up there whispered to somebody in the party that, of course, we were against the war, you see. Mm-hmm. And at the meetings, I was very vocal on this. And of course, the blacks understood very well. So... And at that time, they were arresting people and putting them in, the Boers particularly, in concentration camps. Mm. So the word came that I was going to be arrested. So I disappeared. I went home, right back home. Mm-hmm. With time until it was quiet, I came back again.
For how long was that?
Oh dear, I don't remember now.
6 months. About 6 months.
No, it was a little more than that, John. It was a little more than that.
Yeah, that must have been 1940.
Yeah.
Was it 1940?
Years to me don't mean anything. I never can remember that.
Okay. Yeah. So that was after the formation of the AAC already? AAC.
AAC, oh yeah, 35. AAC. Okay.
Shall we just, as a last question, focus on the AAC?
Pardon?
I think we should, again, the AAC is quite a lot.
Okay, fine.
And let's leave that for tomorrow, the organization of the AAC.
Yeah.
What do you want to discuss over tomorrow? The 10-point program?
Yeah.
Steve, come back 35. 35. What happened in 35? Oh, yes.
1945.
No, did you say 35?
The AAC.
35, yeah. AAC. You know, I told you yesterday that by that time, the ICU had practically killed Congress, and Ballinger had practically killed the ICU itself. So there was no organization that could call the people together. Shall I use the word nation here? Or the oppressed together. So a few of the old leaders came together and desired it to call a conference of all existing organizations. And then the conference took place. That was the biggest conference that they had up to that point. I think there were 150 organizations.
Where was the conference?
It was in Bloemfontein. Now, the conferences of the convention tended to meet in Bloemfontein because it's central.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could we go back to how people were organized? Was there a committee, organizing committee, before the conference to issue invitations or notify people?
No, I don't think there was any particular conference before the actual big conference. I think the old leaders like Jababu's, Gatemes, and the rest of them, they just consulted amongst themselves and then agreed to call a conference, because there wasn't a Congress couldn't call a conference of the population. Neither could the ICU at the time. So they decided to call all organizations.
They put the notice in all the African papers about a convention would be held in Bloemfontein on the 16th of December 1935.
Incidentally, that was it was to consider the bills that were before Parliament.
Mm.
The native bills.
Yeah, the native bills. That's right. Mm-hmm. And those bills contained such clauses that affected practically everybody. Mm-hmm. They were the worst since 1913. And that is why there was such a big attendance.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And how long did the conference last?
It lasted a week.
Uh-huh.
16th December. You've got to look up those dates in the papers of that time, especially the African papers. Now, the African papers then in Kundla then, and Imro, as the African paper, for that time. And you may find it in the Cape Times. You won't find it in the August, but it's up to you. And you defiled. But whatever little report came out wouldn't be in the Cape Times in 36, but would be in the African paper.
So, and what was your particular role in the organizing of the conference?
That was the first time that we ever came out from the little study groups
mm-hmm.
that we had. In fact, we were torpedoed into politics by that crisis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we just fell into the maelstrom right in the center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can imagine what a shock it was to enter this hall. What was the hall's name?
Oh, I forget the name.
It was quite a famous hall in Bloemfontein.
In Bloemfontein.
We entered the hall there, and everybody remarked from the hall, from the table, mentioned our names when we came in. And we saw the liberals on the platform, and the liberals dominated the platform at that time. It was the APO was there, Friedrich representing the APO, old man Friedrich. Ballinger was there, Mrs. Ballinger and so on. All the liberals were there. When we came in at the entrance, all was right. And they thought I had a shock. But we were from Cape Town, you know, it was out of the blue.
Mm-hmm. Were there any, what were the other sort of left grouping?
There were ANC, there was the Communist Party.
There were no other left.
No other left group.
And you went to represent?
Congress was there in full strength, all the leaders.
You represented the Workers' Party?
No.
What was it like?
And he represented, I remember me representing the New Era Fellowship at that time.
And
I don't know what T represented, I don't know what Gorong
represented. Some must have represented the National Liberation League. Was it established before the AAC?
Which?
The National Liberation League.
Oh, long after.
Oh, after the AAC?
Yes.
It was long after the Anti-CAD was established. When the Anti-CAD was established, in those years when the Anti-CAD was going up then side by side, the Communist Party with its dissatisfied, but its dissidents, what is his name, Laguma and Gomez, formed this Liberation League.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
By that time, my brother was also, Ghulam was also fed up with something, and they got him in there too, but he didn't stay there for long. Mm-hmm. He also disagreed with it too.
Yeah.
It was a kind of temporary formation, mm-hmm, as an opposition group to the anti-CAD that was rising, you see, mm-hmm, set up by the mm-hmm Communist Party,
mm-hmm,
in the district.
Mm-hmm.
Who worked out the agenda for the ANC?
The
liberals sort of defined the agenda, or was it
kind of
a group?
No, I mean the old leaders themselves did that.
Yeah, they dominated the platform,
yeah,
and their program was to oppose the bills.
Mm.
Can you?
They demanded all the time vote from the people. The decisions had to rest with the leaders. And they demanded all the time that there should be unity. Now, there is a report in, if you get from the files in the Spark, did you get the Spark?
I know of the Spark, but I haven't actually seen copies.
You've got to get the first year of the Spark, 1935, 1936, there is a report of that conference, mm-hmm, just a report. It was a report, it was my first attempt, I must say, at writing my impressions of the conference.
Mm-hmm.
I was helped to, can you imagine me being at the first conference and having to write my first report? I was a raw politico,
mm-hmm,
absolutely raw.
Do you recall?
And the editor, who was a famous woman in our movement, her name was, what was her name?
Mm-hmm.
What was her name?
The editor of the Spark.
Goodness.
Peter.
Do you remember what you said at the
at
the AAC conference?
Not at that one.
Mm-hmm.
You see, then the one thing we should understand that the rulers themselves understood that this was going to cause a lot of trouble to the opposition, legal opposition. So they got people to go around the rural areas with maps,
mm,
showing what land is going to be released to the blacks,
mm,
and so on. And some of the chiefs looked at this and they would ask, now where is our place here? It is here. So then they would say, but But that's what we have already. You're going to give us what you already have. We live here already. And so this became common. So the whites went all out, the government went all out to try to win the chiefs and so on and so on. And it was the one time when the whole population was opposed to a bill. For the first time, to bills for the first time. And at the same time it was taking away the vote from those in the Cape Province. Mm-hmm. And then creating the what do they call the
NRC.
NRC.
Native Representative Council. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to take the common vote away from those who had the vote and then have a kind of consultative committee by the name of NRC. And then the establishment of urban councils. So it was all in place of the common vote. Now, there were three acts.
Can I just change?